For KBIN News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Missouri may soon need to dip into its reserves in order to pay its bills. Figures released today show that Missouri ended its 2014 fiscal year with a 1% decline in revenues compared with the previous year, but the shortfall is larger than the growth that had been projected. The roughly $8 billion in general revenues was $308 million short of what Governor Jay Nixon's administration projected and $241 million short of what the legislature forecast. That means the state has started its new fiscal year with less money in the bank than normal. Nixon budget director Linda Lubering says the state likely will have to dip into its reserves in July for cash flow purposes. In honor of National Parks and Recreation Month, Columbia Parks and Recreation want Columbia residents to spend quality time outside. KBIA's Shelby Mann has this report.
Columbia Parks and Recreation is hosting various events throughout July with the theme Out is In. The theme focuses on encouraging people to enjoy outdoor activities. Rather than playing video games or watching television, Columbia Parks and Recreation wants people to spend time on trails, at the pool, or playing sports or outdoor games. Erica Kaufman, the Recreation Services Manager for Columbia Parks and Recreation, said at a promotional event Tuesday why Parks and Recreation is focusing this year's events on moving the family outside.
I just think it's important for people to get active and find something to do to be healthy, whatever that is, whether that's swimming or walking on our trails or taking advantage of throwing a disc golf or any of those kind of things. Something to do just to keep themselves healthy, that way they can enjoy life longer.
Tuesday's event was held outside Gentry Building with popsicles and other frozen treats, games, drawings, and an obstacle course. The obstacle course was promoting the opportunity to register for the Splat Junior Obstacle Course Mud Run. Shelby Mann, KBIA News.
The Missouri University of Science and Technology in Rolla is among a dozen campuses added to the growing list of schools being investigated by the federal government for their handling of sexual abuse complaints. The U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights today made public the names of an additional 12 schools facing inquiries under Title IX, the federal law that prohibits gender discrimination on campus. The Education Department had previously released a list of 55 universities under investigation as part of a broader Obama administration effort. University spokesman Andrew Correga declines to discuss details about the federal inquiry or any incidents that led to the probe, but said the Rolla School has vigorous efforts in place to combat, deter, and treat sexual assault. Columbia's Historic Preservation Commission has decided that the historic Sigma Alpha Epsilon House should be a registered historic site. Columbia Representative Rebecca Bacon says she's glad to see students taking an interest in the building's history.
Rather than tear down this property, they're choosing to put on the National Register. There's some sort of funding source that they're going to be eligible for thereafter for the rehabilitation activities.
During the historic preservation meeting, committee members commented that they valued Sigma Alpha Epsilon's drive to preserve the historical building rather than rebuild over it. The Columbia Historic Preservation Commission will now send its recommendation to the Missouri Advisory Council on Historic Preservation. Governor Jay Nixon has vetoed legislation that would have expanded Missouri's mandatory waiting period for abortions from 24 to 72 hours. Marshall Griffin has details.
The bill's backers and opponents have responded quickly. Planned Parenthood praised the governor's veto, saying the bill would have blocked access to safe, legal abortions and would have made it harder for women to get the care they need. Meanwhile, GOP Senator David Sater issued a written statement calling abortion an irreversible and permanent decision, and that taking time to think about the consequences is not unreasonable or a burden. Sater also accused the Democratic governor of being pro-life or pro-choice, quote, depending on the next election. House and Senate Republicans are expected to attempt a veto override in September. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Coast Guard said it may be days and perhaps weeks before a towboat that sank in the Mississippi River at St. Louis with 10,000 gallons of diesel fuel can be brought to the surface. The 70-foot, 140-ton Jim Marco went under Tuesday near the Stan Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge after four crew members were rescued unharmed. A pollution control team is on standby to deal with the possible seepage of the boat's cargo. Messages left today by the AP with the vessel's owners, Mike's Marine, and operator, Osage Marine Incorporated, weren't immediately returned. The Coast Guard closed a several-mile stretch of the river just north of the sunken towboat for about 5 hours on Tuesday. The Coast Guard says salvage efforts will be delayed until the river's currents and high levels subside. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.